For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping returned to Beijing on Saturday morning after his five-day state visit to Britain. The visit, at the invitation of Queen Elizabeth II, was the first by a Chinese president in 10 years. China and the UK lifted bilateral ties to a global comprehensive strategic partnership for the 21st century and agreed that this visit opens a golden era in China-UK relations, featuring enduring, inclusive, and win-win cooperation. President Xi began his trip in London. He then visited Manchester in northern England, where he made stops at the National Graphene Institute at the University of Manchester and Manchester's Airport City, and announced plans for direct flights between Manchester and Beijing. The most powerful storm ever recorded in the Western Hemisphere has made landfall on the Pacific coast of Mexico. Hurricane Patricia landed in La Huerta in the state of Jalisco at around 20 to 6 p.m. local time on Friday. La Huerta is about 90 kilometers northwest of Manzanillo, an important resort area. China's central bank is making another move to shore up the economy. As of Saturday, interest rates are dropping by 0.25%. The People's Bank of China's key lending rate is coming down to 4.35%. The reserve requirement ratio for all banks is being cut by 0.5%. Banks which support small companies and farmers will see their reserve requirement ratios cut by a full percent. The Chinese government has pledged to continue its participation in UN peacekeeping operations. Also, China's share of the 2016 UN peacekeeping budget has climbed to second place, up from sixth. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying says that China will fulfill its due financial obligations. At a peacekeeping summit held at the UN headquarters on September the 28th, President Xi Jinping said China will take the lead to set up a permanent peacekeeping unit and will build a peacekeeping standby force of 8,000 troops. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says more targeted and flexible macro control measures should be rolled out to keep the economy running on a stable track. Speaking at the party school of the CPC Central Committee, the Premier says China faces the tough task of stabilizing growth. He says it's necessary to continue opening up and implementing measures that focus on finance, taxation, banking, and state-owned enterprises. Li Keqiang has again highlighted the innovation-driven development strategy, saying that innovation and mass entrepreneurship will facilitate upgrading in traditional industries and growth in emerging ones. China's anti-graft authority is set to expand its inspections into more state entities this year, with its sights set on major financial institutions, including the central bank, securities regulators, and state-owned banks. A statement from the Central Commission for Discipline Inspection says the latest round will cover the People's Bank of China, China Banking Regulatory Commission, China Insurance Regulatory Commission, China Securities Regulatory Commission, and China Investment Corporation. Others include CITIC Group Corporation, a major financial conglomerate, state-owned banks, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China and Bank of China, as well as China Life and the People's Insurance Company of China, two large insurers. China's two stock exchanges, Shanghai Stock Exchange and Shenzhen Stock Exchange, are also on the list. 31 organizations will be inspected in this round. A press conference on Friday revealed that club team FC Barcelona will open a football school in Qingdao, China. The new school is part of a collaboration between FC China and Huanghai Pharmaceutical, one of the main pharmaceutical companies in China. The school boasts of being able to give Chinese children the opportunity to train in the same system as FC Barcelona players. Currently, FC Barcelona has international schools in more than 50 countries, with more than 30,000 children taking part in the school's activities. United Nations negotiators have wrapped up their work at the last round of climate talks before the upcoming Paris conference, with an extended draft for a new global climate agreement set to be inked. The draft, which was 20 pages long at the start of the five-day session, is now 55 pages. Nearly 200 countries are expected to hammer out an agreement in Paris in December to deal with challenges of climate change after 2020. Under the agreement, all countries will be required to take actions to mitigate and adapt to global warming. But how to differentiate this responsibility between developed countries and developing countries remains unanswered. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.